This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined momentarily by one of the chief designers from Chevrolet, from General Motors. He's actually on the performance side of the bench, and he's responsible for interiors, performance interiors, for vehicles like the Chevrolet Corvette and the Chevrolet Camaro. And the gentleman's name is Steve McCabe, and he's going to be telling us about something that General Motors announced just within the last couple of days, the GM Design Car News Initiative Competition. And this is a competition open to all U.S. high school students in grades 9 through 12, and we'll wait for Steve to come on board to tell us the details of this contest and why they're doing it, and a little bit more about Steve himself, who has a very interesting background. One of the big happenings of this past week occurred out in Las Vegas, Nevada, that being the Specialty Equipment Market Association show. It's gigantic, to say the least. Over 100,000 people attend from all over the world. Yours truly has been there every year for the past 20, with the exception of this year and last year due to some health issues. But hopefully for 2017, I will return. It's always a feast for the eyes. And speaking of car designers, a lot of the car designers from the major car companies like to go to this event because in addition to all the latest goodies from the aftermarket companies, the new products being introduced, the new wheels, the new tires, the new gizmos, the new gadgets, you name it, the new parts, the new tools, there's also a tremendous amount of vehicles that are shown that are owned by individuals who are partnered, who basically partnered up with an aftermarket company to help them build a show car. And some of these SEMA show cars are drop-dead gorgeous, and you will see the expected things like new Mustangs, Camaros, Challengers, Corvettes, but you will also see unusual vehicles as well, including some high-dollar European luxury models, trucks, Jeeps, you name it. And certainly it is going to be a real treat to get a chance to talk with some of the folks that attended the SEMA event for 2017. For 2016, rather, and get some of the news. I know that Ford introduced a racing machine there, and so did the folks at Hyundai. And some big news, speaking of our other subject coming up a little later on in this hour. If you were with us in a previous hour of the broadcast, Don Jones, CEO, founder of the OldCarGuys.com, he is going to be with us in the latter half hour of this hour, and he's following up a full hour in the previous hour covering the great swap meet, the 29th annual Florida Mopar Association swap meet being held in, I believe, Ocala, Florida, which is the site on the site of the drag racing museum, Don Garlitz. Drag Racing Museum, and certainly Don, who is 83, coming on 84 years of age, is still very active, and we're going to hear lots more about the museum. And speaking of Mopar, out at SEMA, as I mentioned a little bit earlier in the broadcast, they had a number of show vehicles. Matter of fact, last year they showed off an all-wheel drive variant of the Dodge Challenger, and I have it confirmed through some secret information that there will indeed be an all-wheel drive version of the Challenger introduced sometime during the 2017 model year before the Challenger is redesigned as of now for the 2018 model year. It will be initially rolled out with a 3.6-liter engine, not surprisingly, the V6 engine, the Pentastar engine, very good engine, but there are rumors out there that continue to circulate, and again, my sources are telling me that as a kind of final farewell to this Challenger, which has been on sale since 2008, 2009, with a refreshing happening along the way a couple of times, that there will be a all-wheel drive version of the almighty Hellcat with its 6.2-liter MEV8 with 707 horsepower and 650 pound-feet of torque. And anyone who's had the opportunity to drive either the Challenger or Charger Hellcat, the Challenger is available with either a 6-speed manual Tremec gearbox or a 8-speed ZF automatic gearbox. The automatic is a little bit faster, and the Charger is available only with the ZF automatic. I've driven both versions, and even though I am a diehard car guy and love three pedals, if I was purchasing a Hellcat, I would definitely purchase the automatic variant, hands down. One of the big stories, as I mentioned, not only the show cars from Mopar at the SEMA show for this year, 2016, but also a gentleman who's been on this program many times, a Frenchman by the name of Pierre Gaulier, who is the head of Mopar. And Mopar is now a global brand. They sell Mopar products all over the world. And they announced crate engines of the modern-day Hemi power plants, not the Hellcat, but the 5.7-liter and the 6.4-liter, which is the one that comes in the SRT, as well as the Scat Pack, which is an option with the RT. And that's an incredible engine in itself, 485 horsepower and I believe 470 pound-feet of torque, available to mate with either a manual or automatic transmission. This will be available to Mopar owners' vehicles built before 1975. So that's big news. As we await our representative from General Motors, why don't we go back to the Mopar event, which is happening right now as we speak. We'll be talking a lot more about Don Garlitz and this all-electric dragster that he's putting together. But let's check in right now with Don Jones back at the event and see what's going on. Hey there, Don. How's the crowd there today?
Well, it's a pretty good crowd today. But Jim has allowed me to use his 40-foot trailer as a makeshift office and in studio, so I'm enjoying the air conditioning and, you know, watching the news, which I probably ought to watch cartoons because, you know, it's the same thing over and over again nowadays with this election being so close. But outside of that, life is good, and you know, the life, and it marches on.
Absolutely.
I put together that little article on the Swamp Rat 37, the electric dragster. And I had an opportunity to talk to Mr. Garlitz for some of the inside scoop on what's going to happen with it. But I found him to be just a great guy. I understand he has a temper if he gets mad at you, but it was nice to see him not only signing autographs, but talking to people and taking time with the kids.
That's great, Don. Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll hear more about Mr. Garlitz. This is Auto World.
The way is clear. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Back live here on Auto World, and so apologize to Laura and our stations as well, as we ran into a hard network break. When you do national radio, all the breaks are timed, and I know the folks at Master Control, all the great technicians, board ops, technical producers do a great job. But I didn't hear any bumper music, guys, so next time make sure and bring up that bumper music, because that gives me the cue that we've only got about 30 seconds or so to go
into that break. It's something I rely on, especially today where I'm in a stealth location and not in front of my normal computers and clocks and all that good stuff. So, Laura, let's reiterate and go back to the beginning here. Bad credit, it can really severely affect your insurance rate. And you started to say one of the reasons is that insurance companies have found historically people with bad credit tend to file more claims. Tell us more.
That's it. So there is a statistical relationship between those consumers with poor credit and having an insurance loss. Now, we don't know why that's the case, but when insurance companies do see statistical correlations like that, they are going to use them to their advantage. And so in every state where it's legal to use credit as a rating factor, they do. And so it is used in 47 states. The only states that prohibit it are Hawaii, Massachusetts, and California. So if you're in one of the other states, you're going to have your credit factored in. And it may not be the sole factor. Certainly, as you mentioned, there are lots of factors that go into the rate we pay. Age, gender, your mileage, the make and model of your vehicle, your driving history. All of those things play a really big role. But what we're finding is that credit is playing an increasing role. We know that over 95% of U.S. insurance companies do use credit to set auto premiums. So the bottom line is that this is really going to affect what you have to pay. And in some cases, as you mentioned, it's double or triple depending on where you live. So across the nation, what we're seeing is that consumers with poor credit, when compared to consumers with excellent credit, are paying 104% more. Now, even if you've got fair credit, just sort of a median credit, you're going to pay about 28% more when compared with a consumer or compared to a consumer with excellent credit. So what that means in terms of dollars is really going to depend on where you live and what your insurance rate is to begin with. But for most people, what that means is that credit really costs you. It's very controversial. A lot of people say, well, you know, my credit is bad because maybe I have medical debt or things going on beyond my control. So it is a controversial topic, and it's important for consumers to know that it is a factor not only for auto insurance, but also home insurance as well.
Wow. Credit is so important these days. I mean, you can't check into a hotel unless you present a credit card. I remember I had a producer once who had some financial difficulties and didn't have one, and it was a problem that we had to get around. But nowadays you need to have the credit card to live, and it's becoming more and more of a cashless society, and people are using the phones to pay now and everything else. They're all linked to credit cards. What happens in the most severe cases, Laura? It's not that uncommon these days for people to file bankruptcy, whether it's Chapter 13 or Chapter 7. I mean, what happens to those folks if they are trying to get auto insurance because they still need to work, still need to go see the doctor, and et cetera? What happens in the most extreme cases?
So a bankruptcy will show up on your credit report, of course, and so the insurance companies are viewing your credit report, so looking at your whole credit history to evaluate you. So because that bankruptcy is there, it's definitely going to be factored in. Now, it doesn't mean that you necessarily won't get insurance or will be denied insurance, but it's just going to be that you're going to see these very high rates that we're talking about. Could be 104% on average. It could be much more depending on where you live. We see that states like Arizona, New Jersey, Nevada, we're seeing increases that are over 200% for having poor credit versus excellent credit. So, you know, it just really means you're going to pay a lot more for your coverage.
So, I mean, the lesson is here, Laura, to all of our Auto World listeners, you know, it's very important for you to maintain, you know, excellent credit, good credit, or at least fair credit, because otherwise it's going to hit you in the pocketbook when it comes to, in the wallet, it's going to hit you when it comes to insurance renewal time. Another question, since we're on talking about things that affect insurance rates. Now, years ago, I'm not young, but I'm not old, so I'm kind of in the middle. At least that's the way I think I am. It depends on who you talk to. But back in my day, we couldn't wait to get our license. You know, I'm 16 and a half where I grew up in Massachusetts. You know, with the driver education, you could get a license, learner's permit at 16. Without driver's education, that was bumped to 17 years of age to get a full license, learner's permit at 16 and a half. Historically, males, of course, young teenage males, et cetera, they're paying high quotes. They're paying big rates. Their families usually are the ones that are paying the rates. If they're added to the family policy or if they're fortunate enough to have their own vehicle. But what we're seeing today, Laura, is, you know, shocking to an auto geek like myself. There are young people out there, 25 years of age, who are now getting their license for the very first time. Now, it is true they have grown up a little bit when it comes to just life in general, and they may not be anywhere near as reckless as they were at 18, but they don't have the experience that a normal 17, 18-year-old would already have 5 or 6 years under his or her belt. And so I would imagine that would take into factor. If you have a novice 25-year-old, what happens in a situation like that? And is that an issue that's affecting the insurance agencies and the insurance company?
Yes, age is one factor, but also the years of driving experience. As you mentioned, that also is a factor. Now, different states play into this differently. So some states really only look at age. Some states will look at age and your years of driving experience. So, you know, when I lived in the Bay Area, there were lots of folks that were coming into that area from other countries, getting their license, driving for the very first time, perhaps in middle age. And so, you know, thinking about, well, what happens there? And it is a really interesting dilemma that you could be penalized, even if you're older and maybe you're a very safe driver, you could be penalized for the fact that you're just getting started a little later in life.
Laura, you are magical on air. We got to get you back soon. InsuranceQuotes.com is the website. We'll talk with you soon. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us. First time, we thank you so much for being here. If you're a regular listener, I thank you with all my heart. This show's been on the air in this time slot. It's 1995. Actually started in 1992. We moved around a few different time slots, but we started in this exact time spot in June of 1995. And, of course, we had a great website, autoworldradio.com. Check that out when you get a chance. New website, not quite done yet. I'll harp on it once it's done. It's going to be NorthAmericanDriver.com, NorthAmericanDriver.com, where you'll be able to read lots of reviews of vehicles by yours truly. And speaking of websites, we have another gentleman joining us with a great website. He's one of our regular contributors. As I said at the top, you go to the contributors page at AutoWorldRadio.com. You can read about him. And he's a really nice guy. He's had an amazing career and a lot he can't talk about with his career, but through it all, he's been a car guy and he loves the older cars, and hence he decided to found a website, which is called theoldcarguys.com. The founder and CEO joins us live from St. Louis, Missouri, Don Jones. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, I'm glad to be back. Hope you're having a good week, buddy.
And, thank you. Hanging in there.
Did you get that email I sent you on the Harris engine?
No, I didn't. I'm having some technical issues on this side of the fence, but I would love to talk about the Harris engine.
I sent you over my notes on it, so you would be a little bit ahead of the game, but... last time we talked about the Harris Speedster, and for the audience that missed that show a couple weeks ago, a guy named Benjamin Harris created this great car back in 1935, and it became just kind of an iconic car of the time. It had futuristic designs and whatever, and even into the 1950s, it was looked at as being something special. And up at a museum, and in 1964, the museum caught fire. A car was severely damaged. The car was literally taken to the back of the barn where it's dead for another years until a fellow found it and put it in his garage. And for the last almost 30 years, it's been sitting up in northern Illinois. And the person who has it now is looking to put together the capital to restore it. So we kind of wasn't able to talk too much about the engine in the car, but I did a little bit of research, got permission from the owner to give give a little bit of a talk about it. So that's what I was kind of intended to today.
Well, that sounds great, because this is a story we're going to be covering, you know, all throughout the months coming ahead and into 2017. Let's tell our listeners about the engine. What was under the hood of this Speedster?
Well, it originally started out with a American Austin flathead four-cylinder engine. And American Austin was a car company that popped up about 1929, stayed in business for about 4 or 5 years, and went into bankruptcy and reappeared as American Bantam. And actually, the people that created the World War II Jeep. But the engine, being a four-cylinder, inline, flathead, developed only about 13 horsepower, and it was only about a little bit less than 46 cubic inches, or about 750 cc, and weighed about 148 pounds. It's almost like a suitcase. I think my duffel bags weighed more when I went overseas. But yeah, started out with that, cool. And then decided that it wasn't quite cutting it. And he had heard about a fellow by the name of H.M. Swindler, who owned a garage up in Dayton, Ohio. Mr. Swindler had taken two Austin engines and combined them and created a V8. And when Ben Harris looked at this, and he thought that this was probably exactly what he needed, because it allowed for the lightweight, the engine probably weighed in the neighborhood of 300 pounds, maybe even a little bit less. And it gave him just enough horsepower to be able to do what he wanted to do with his car. What I don't know is exactly what other modifications might have been done to this custom V8 engine. Those are things I'm going to look into, and I'm going to have to probably get to some of the better libraries around the country that belong to some of the car clubs in order to dig into that. But this information I got from a 1953 issue of Road and Track, and it kind of I'm paraphrasing an interview with Mr. Harris in that. And if anybody out there can find us at Auto Puzzles and probably some other sources, I wanted to make sure that I told everybody, gave credit to the people that had done this research many years before I got involved in it. But somehow or other, Mr. Swindler had taken two of these engines, combined them into a V8, and shared a common crankshaft. And he created a special oil pan for it. And the oil pan made out of aluminum gave Mr. Harris an engine that wouldn't be too low in dragging the ground, nor too powerful that it would bend the drive shafts out of the car. This was a front-wheel drive car, so he had a special would create a drive shaft to power the front wheels. My thoughts are generally is that he probably did some upgrades on the heads, increasing the compression. The original engine compression was in the neighborhood of 5 to 1, so it's incredibly low compression compared to cars nowadays.
Yeah, that certainly would have to be pumped up quite a bit to give them more performance. That's a fascinating story. I mean, just his original concept of having such a small engine, it almost like is a motorcycle-like engine. I realize this is a light roadster, but I'm for one, the glad that he ended up doing this V8, and certainly would have made for a much better driving experience as well as a more attractive car to the car buying public.
Yeah, I do believe it was probably one of the first engines, or maybe the first engine, to use a double cam system, two water pumps, two distributors, obviously two carburetors, one filling or feeding each bank. And I was doing a little more research, and I still think that there's parts available for the original carburetors. Obviously, it's a Sunday, and I found the manufacturer the carburetor online, and I was looking through the catalog to see if, in fact, they might have that model of carburetor on stock yet. But it used a standard Warner three-speed transmission for power. And I would imagine he probably got somewhere in the neighborhood of 25, 35 horsepower out of it, which is, you know, still pretty low horsepower for cars of that day. I think at that time, Ford might have been up to 60 horsepower. I think some other cars might have been in the 80s. Of course, you could get into the specialty cars that gave you up to 150 horsepower, but again, they had big 400 plus cubic inch V12 engines. So this was quite a unique little engine.
Yeah, it certainly is. And like you say, very compact in its design, and fascinating the fact that there may indeed be parts still available out there. So that's going to require some digging around on.
Yeah. Are we getting ready for a commercial, Bob? I thought there was some music in the background.
Yeah, it sounds like I didn't hear the bumper music, but let's take a break.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillip was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DinoVite.com.
We started feeding him the Dinovite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dinovite right from the beginning, and they'll make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dinovite.com.
DinoVite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don Jones, the CEO, founder and president of the oldcarguys.com, is telling us a continued story of the Harris Speedster, and in particular we've been focusing on the engine, a very unique engine. First presented in the four-cylinder form, and later joined with an additional four-cylinder to make a V8 component. I know that there were some pictures out there, Don, of celebrities, especially from the past, behind the wheel of this vehicle. Tell us about some of the celebrities that you have seen so far.
The celebrities, you say, Bob?
Yes, some of the celebrities, yeah.
Well, there was a picture of Marilyn Monroe sitting in a car that was taken back in the 50s. I think Mr. Leno has gotten information through one of his builders about the car. And we're talking to a potential investor in Atlanta, actually two of them, and I'm really not at liberty to mention their names right now. To hopefully to back it, and there's some new celebrity faces getting involved in the car scene, and we're kind of hoping that these people will be intrigued by it and want to go after it. I know Mr. Leno has an extensive collection of cars, and I think he would probably more want to buy it outright, and the current owner doesn't particularly want to sell it. I think there's a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger with the car as well. Of course, you know, a few years ago I sold a 59 Keybird convertible that belonged to Mr. Schwarzenegger and sold to a guy down in Texas. A guy here in St. Louis had it and needed to get rid of it to make room in the garage. But, yeah, we're just kind of kicking around right now. It's something I might not have mentioned, but there were two of these engines that were created by this Mr. Swindler. Mr. Harris only bought one of them. I'm not sure where the other one went. I heard rumors a couple of years ago that it, in fact, was still in existence, and I might be, you know, in or around Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, if and when I can get some backing for what I want to do on my part of the project, which is basically the only film rights of the restoration and the research rights, we'll take a trip out there and see if we can't track it down or maybe find somebody that might have been related to Mr. Swindler. You never know what you're going to find in the back of the garage. Just some people are pack rats, and even though Grandpa might have passed away 40 or 50 years ago, the stuff still may be in a barn or a shed somewhere. So we're gonna try to run that down later. As far as parts in the engine,
the American Austins, you know, as I mentioned earlier, they were in business from 29 to 34. They built about 20,000 cars, which isn't an awful lot, but there are still a few engines out there to be found. And in fact, the current owner had one sitting in his office on an engine stand. So as far as internal parts for the car, I don't think that would be the problem, with maybe the exception of the timing chain or the rods, because they use an articulating type of rod where each of two cylinders shared one journal on the crank. So the engine wasn't any longer than a regular four-cylinder engine, and just a little bit wider than a four, the four cylinders in the way it was configured. So we'll have to see, and you know, that's what makes this thing so much fun.
Very, very well said, Don. Let's talk a little bit about the museum. You may not know the answer to this question. You might have to do research, but do you know by hand the name of the museum that had the fire at which the speedster was involved
I'm not sure what the name of the museum was, but it was owned by a fellow by the name of Biggs, I think, who was a real estate person and a banker, and he came from a family with very, very deep pockets. And the museum was in Clarksville, Missouri. And Clarksville is a small town on the Mississippi River, probably about 60 miles or so north of St. Louis. It's kind of one of these little river towns that you visit to hit the antique stores and whatnot, maybe a bread and breakfast. But the museum was struck by lightning and obviously caught fire and burned. And Mr. I'm not sure if it's Biggs or Briggs, so I maybe pronounced his name wrong, so I apologize. I don't have any notes on him in front of me right now. But he lost a couple of real rare Porsches and some other cars. I don't know if he was able to push anything out, but the owner told me when he went to find this car, there was actually a melted aluminum engine sitting in the yard. They were using it as a kind of a stepping stone between the garage and the house, which I find kind of unfortunate. But it was quite a mess. And the current owner did find between 90 and 95% of all the original parts, the 50 foot of where the body of the car was. And the engine was still in the car, and it was restorable. And my understanding, he has the engine out of state right now, that it has been restored, but he's trying to come up with the $15,000 to pay the guy off. And he also told me to have the rods machined for the car, bringing him $1,000 a set. And that's kind of what you're up against when you're doing one of a kind.
So true. And again, it just points out my political statement a little bit earlier. It's like the rich keep getting richer, and people in the middle are the ones that are taking the biggest hit.
But yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I see it with all my friends in the neighborhood. I was talking to a police sergeant the other day. He told me that he has to work two other part-time jobs because most of his money goes either to health insurance or through the private school that his three kids are going to. So, you know, I'm kind of lucky there. My kids are growing up and been out of the house for many years.
Yeah, get out of the house pretty good. That's very true.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you're going to be sharing some of that pretty soon, buddy, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, isn't she?
Let's make sure and remind everybody about your website. Why don't you give that out, as well as your personal telephone number?
Right. It's theoldcarguys.com. Just go to the Google and put in The Old Car Guys, and we'll pop it up. We'll be loading a lot of new product and a lot of new businesses we found on our latest adventures. And my personal number, if you want to talk to the old guy himself, is 314-306-7507. And you know, we do get calls from the audience every once in a while. So if I don't pick up, I might be on the other line or elsewhere looking for car parts or whatever. But yeah, I do answer the phone.
That's great.
Yeah, you can hold me too by just theoldcarguys@gmail.com. If you want to write a comment or if you in fact know where the other engine is, that would be nice to know. You know, give us a holler.
Well, we'll have to find out more information as it becomes available on this Harris Speedster project itself. Absolutely fascinating, and I certainly hope that get some sponsorship and you could do reports here on the radio as well as a television show based on it.
Yeah, definitely will. We'll be heading to Florida the first week of November. I'll probably stop in. We'll be down in Don Garlis Museum for 3 days. We've been invited down there by the Florida Mopar people. So we'll be talking Mopars with those guys. And then down to see my daughter in Fort Myers and up to Lakeland for a Carlisle event. So, you know, hopefully we'll get together and I'll buy you dinner or something.
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
Yeah, we got a lead on another guy that collects pace cars. So I wanted to get a hold of him because I got a pace car up in Pennsylvania guy's looking to get rid of. So, I wanted to introduce myself to this collector down in your part of town, your part of the state that is opening up a museum down there. Anyway.
Well, that's great. Well, Don, as usual, it's a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Call Don, 314-306-7507. Thank you, Don.
Hey, buddy. Tonight.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.